Well, today we celebrate St. Bartholomew. He shows up in the Synoptic Gospels in the lists of the disciples. So each of the Synoptic Gospels lists all the disciples, and they list Philip and Bartholomew. In the fourth Gospel, the Gospel according to St. John, we don't see Bartholomew mentioned explicitly. Instead, we see Nathanael. And so it's long been associated, believed that Nathanael and Bartholomew are the same person. John, at chapter 1, verse 43, which was the second lesson for morning prayer this morning, is the story of Nathanael sitting under the fig tree. Philip meets Jesus. He goes to Nathanael and says, "Nathanael, we found the promised one of God." And then Jesus eventually meets Nathanael and says, "I saw you sitting under the fig tree." And Nathanael realizes that that this person who saw him sitting, even when he was not immediately with him, was the Christ. And so he believes and becomes a disciple of Jesus Christ. The name Bartholomew means literally son of Ptolemy, which could be a surname with which Nathanael was given. So in other words, Nathanael could be his first name, what we would consider a first name, and then Bartholomew, or son of Ptolemy. So Nathanael, son of Ptolemy. So that's kind of linguistically how that's very plausible. Philip is listed with Nathanael, and so it's and in the story of the fig tree, it's Philip that goes and tells Nathanael about Jesus. So Philip is considered their friends. They're often paired together in the lists in the Synoptic Gospels, and then paired together in the story in the Gospel according to St. John. Other than that, we don't have any more biblical information about Bartholomew. The most prominent tradition of the church says that he preached in India and then also in Armenia, and he was martyred in Armenia. He was martyred by being flayed alive. So he's pictured often in paintings with a flaying knife. And then Michelangelo on the Sistine Chapel has one of the apostles there. Of course, it's a scene of the resurrection, so he's whole. He has his skin, but he's holding the skin that he was flayed with. So it's and then after he was flayed, he was beheaded. So the readings today point out the lack of the evidence of any further information about Bartholomew. Typically, our readings will have something to say about the saint, but for today, they don't really mention Bartholomew by name. They instead refer to the entire company of the apostles together. In the first reading, it begins by saying, "By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and the rest durst no man join them. But the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord, both men and women." So you can tell in this reading that there is a risk to being associated with Jesus at that early stage, because people were afraid to openly associate with them. And we don't get an understanding if it was other believers of Jesus that were afraid to come out and be identified with the apostles, or if just people in the city of Jerusalem kind of weren't quite sure what to make of them. But then at the same time, because they were doing these signs and wonders, they were clamoring, and maybe they wouldn't approach Peter directly, but they would want his shadow to pass by them. So we certainly count Bartholomew among these first apostles in the city of Jerusalem, working these signs and wonders. Again, he's not directly referenced by name, but it's the apostles as a whole that are mentioned. And, you know, certainly there's a risk associated with that. And we know the stories that Peter was thrown into prison because of his preaching of the Word of God, preaching of Jesus. But at the same time, people were seeing that there is power in this name. There's incredible things that are happening, and people were coming to realize that that Jesus was God, that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. In the second reading this morning, there's a contention. Of course, this is a famous passage because the apostles were arguing among themselves. Again, we don't see anything directly of Bartholomew here, but we can imagine that he was probably caught up with all of them in this jockeying for position. The key sentence that I focused on was, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations." So Christ is saying, everybody just calm down. You know, you will be honored in time, not in this world, but in the next. I have a you will each have your own kingdom. And so certainly we consider Bartholomew to be among those who continued with Jesus in that temptation. He continued in faith. He spread the word of God. He suffered temptations, and he was eventually executed because of his devotion to Jesus. We celebrate all the apostles, and especially this day, St. Bartholomew, because they are the foundation of the church. And in fact, you know, they are, in a sense, given kingdoms, even in this world. You know, different churches will look to the various apostles as their founding apostle. Armenia looks at Bartholomew as the patron apostle of their country. It was through the sacrifice of the apostles that the truth of Jesus has been brought to us, even today. Down through time, their message has continued, and we have received it. Because of this, we honor them. We're thankful to God for that sacrifice. And then the challenge is given to us. May we pick up the baton that time and violence has taken from them. May we understand our role here now as the continuation of the faith with which they were entrusted. And may we be numbered with them among the faithful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.